Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, man? What's going on, Big Red? What up, everybody?
Brother B and everyone.
Not much. Hey, how y'all doing? Big Red, Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. We in the house. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
How's everyone doing?
Yes, I hope everyone is all well. Me, right now. My sinuses is acting up, so I'm feeling like crap.
Oh, that sounds good. I know how that feels. Yeah. Everything is crazy. Kind of perturbed right now. For lack of a better word.
Perturbed. Well, that sounds like a good word to use. Why are you perturbed? Why is Big Red perturbed?
Because, I try to keep up on technology because, we didn't grow up in the technology world, but, I'm kind of used to it, kind of good, I'm kind of savvy with it. But I just hate when certain things just don't go the way they're supposed to go and they claim technology is supposed to make those things better and it doesn't.
Well,
you
can't put your faith, your eggs in one basket when it comes to certain things, especially man-made things. You just can't do
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
That's a lesson in itself.
Yeah,
so,
these phone apps that they have. For certain things, like when you want to order food or stuff like that, and, it's supposed to make things better, but, sometimes it really doesn't because certain things happen on it, then it's like you can't contact, back in the days you could contact somebody, they'll have a contact number, you can contact somebody and talk to a person. It's like now.
That's the computer. They don't want, put like this. They came up with stuff like that. Because you have people that don't want to work, well, especially in this country. So you have people that don't want to work, especially for a certain amount of money. So what they do is they either have a computer do it, or they just outsource to another country, which they're willing to pay less money.
Right, and that's absolutely right because I think that's where a lot of those, maybe outsource or the work at home things, because I know, sometimes when you do get to talk to somebody, it sounds like they're home in their house, helping you out. Most of these apps, they don't have a contact number. You either got to go through email and you got to wait for them to email you back if you're having an issue. And it's just, sometimes it gets me angry. Yeah, it gets me angry, but I try to, just work at it because, I work at a job where people, basically get mad about the same thing. So I got to kind of I got to be understandable.
That's all good.
Yeah.
No, I got it. No, I feel you. I feel you because, I'm a little perturbed, too. I'm a little perturbed.
I like
before
that one.
We go into our... Yeah, but a little perturbed myself. So, once again, what's up, everybody? It's Big Red and Brother B, rocking with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDUR MENTAL. So, you know, check us out, hit us up, you know, like Sage and all that good stuff. But yeah, so let me go into what I'm perturbed about. Now, excuse my French, but yo, there's a lot of things that out there that really, well, there's a few things out there that trigger me. And one of them that trigger me, especially to have an attitude, is rude people. Listen, I don't know what hole you crawled out of or rock you crawled from under. But if somebody's holding the door for you and you think you ain't supposed to say something, yo, check this, like, thank you. Yo, listen, let me tell you something. To quote Big Red, use a dummy jackass. You couldn't possibly look at somebody else with the bullshit when you yourself can't even just say thank you. Like, you know how many times I've just, you know, you hold the door. And matter of fact, you know what I hate? When you're holding the door for somebody that you're with and somebody else tries to slide through. Oh, my God. That burns my biscuits. Because, yo, one time I had to really say something to somebody. Like, yo, are you serious? I was like, you can't even say thank you? And they looked at me like they knew they was about to get smashed in their face and they walked away. I'm like, yo, come on, son. That's rude. But
that's
wait a minute.
The world we
you're
live in now.
But wait a minute, wait, Red, no. You trying to tell me that you just can't open the door for yourself, you can't say thank you? Like, I'm holding the door for somebody I'm with, and you just slide, you just got to jump in the way. Uh-uh. So, yo, sometimes
and they don't
I'm
even say,
lie,
just
I'm
like
not,
you said, don't even say thank you.
Yo, so I'm not going to lie, Red, I'm not going to lie. There have been times where I have walked back through the door, pushed who I was with back, and just to close the door on somebody.
Right.
Like, yo, are you serious? Listen, to all you people out there, you little rude asses that think it's cool to slide through the door, somebody hold with somebody else and not say thank you, yo, you're a punk.
Exactly.
You're a punk and your mama a punk too. Because
you
brought
you up,
talk,
that's why.
Exactly.
Because
you shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Have some manners, man. Me, listen, I try to be as courteous as possible. I don't even like, if I got to spit in public, I try to do it in the corner or something. I don't want to do it in front of anybody or whatever. Like, you know, I try to be as courteous as possible. I don't like being rude. But, yo,
right,
yo
exactly.
Nowadays, people's moral standards and all this and that, yo, you're low life. A lot of people's low life is just so simple. If somebody's holding the door for you, it's so simple to just say, "Well, thank you very much."
But you know what?
No.
Like I said, it's the thing of who is raising. It's like I said, it's who is raising. You know, these people. Once again, when you have children, you're not just raising. You know, you're not just raising them as children. You're raising them to be adults. I say this all the time. I've been saying this for years. You're not just raising children. You're raising them to be adults. So guess what? If the adults that's raising them are being rude, nasty, don't have any kufa, anything about them, then what you think you're raising? You're going to raise children to be adults that have no kufa, morals, and don't care about nobody. These people have no care for anybody, and just like you said, like I said, when you're on a crowded train or bus, you say, excuse me, they stand there. Now, if I say move, excuse my language, if I say move, bitch, get out my way, then you're ready to fight. No, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's
well,
not how
I
it's
mean,
supposed
listen,
to go.
If I tell you excuse me one time, okay, I give it three times, and after that I'm pushing past you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, I don't see why I had to even say it multiple times. Now, if you had your headphones on, you know, I try to get your attention so you can maybe read my lips or something like that. But, yo, come on, man. Like, really? Like, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, people know, people hear, but they just want to be stupid. Yo, listen, tell a friend, tell a foe. Stop it. Somebody hold the door open for you. It's just so simple. Like, why can't we be human? It's just so simple, man. Just
because
thank
nobody
you.
Wants to be human anymore.
Thank you.
We don't have, it's no humans, it's no humanity anymore. just it's that, you know, bottom line, humanity is not around anymore. It's dead. Officially, it has officially died. Like, as much as we try to bring it back, it's dead. It's not even dying, it's dead.
But that's the reason why nowadays it's so easy to I don't really like a whole bunch of violence on TV. Like, that's why I really watch TV and listen to the news and stuff like that, because there's always something depressing. But, yo, mm-hmm. we start to desensitize ourselves, you know, when it comes to certain things. And when we be rude and we be disrespectful and we be discourteous to people, that means if we can do it to one person, we can do it to our mama or papa or a sister or brother or a girlfriend or boyfriend, then you can do or your kid, you can do it to whoever after that. You
mm-hmm.
know, because nobody else seems to matter. But it all boils down to this, self-love. If you can't respect yourself, then you can't respect nobody. And I think there's a lot of people out here who try to front the front like they respect themselves, but they don't. Because I tell in your attitude, if you're out there being disrespectful and you don't care about yourself, I don't care if you got a $1,000 pair of jeans on, an $800 shirt, $500 sneakers, and a gold chain. Just because you look good don't mean you love yourself.
Right.
You're just trying to look apart. You're a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You're Frodo Baggins. That's what you are. Frodo Baggins.
Frodo
Baggins. That's what you are, man.
That's what it is, because that's how they feel. They feel, oh, I got money and this, that. Now, I don't have to be nice to somebody because I got all of this. That's the mindset. I got all of this and I got all of that, and you're going to love me anyway. You're going to like me. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
you know, that number 45. People hate him, but then you got the people that love him still. He knows he's hated, but he's thriving off of that. Oh, I know I'm hated. But I don't care.
True. This is true. So, all right, let's jump into our topic. Piss a couple of people off, as Hot Rod would say. Hot Rod. You know what I'm saying?
Hot Rod.
Piss a couple people off. You know what I'm saying? So, yo. The topic that you wanted me to bring, you wanted, you know, we sounds like a good idea. So this Me Too movement. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what the Me Too movement is and what it's all about?
Okay. From what I was actually watching something. It was something like a forum on one of those channels, like something like PBS, something like a PBS channel, one of them other channels. And they were basically talking about how it was a movement that was started because of all the sexual allegations that were happening. And it was basically like a hashtag. A young lady started it that started the movement.
I believe it was Alyssa Milano.
No, it was another young lady that she was part of it too, but it was another young lady. I don't remember her name, but she basically really started it. So basically, it's just like it was a hashtag stating that women need to start coming forward about the sexual allegations that are happening within, like, the movie industry, I guess, you know, also with music, just the entertainment industry, period, or just in general, which is fine. But then some conservatives are saying that it's going too far, where it's to the point now, basically, like how we talk about on the show sometimes, like, basically it's to the point now, like, if you can't say anything to a woman that she's going to automatically think that, oh, that's sexual harassment, or you're sexually doing something to me, or if you come at her a certain way. It's like they're asking, like, is it being taken too far?
Okay. Well, the woman's name is Tarana Burke. And it was made popular by Alyssa Milano.
Right.
You know, when she was encouraged and encourage women to tweet, you know, about, you know, the situations. So this is the deal. I have a daughter. And I tell my daughter, I don't care what it is. Never compromise yourself and who you are for money. Never
right.
comp. Even though I know you may have dreams, you may have goals and all this and that, but you should never compromise yourself for your sense of self, your physical, your mental being, you know, your spiritual being. You should never compromise yourself for anyone or anything.
Right.
If you want to be a star, but some guy or some woman tells you, hey, you're going to have to do a little something for me, or, you know, they squeeze your butt or this, that. There's certain things that they do that make you uncomfortable. You don't tolerate that.
All right.
You don't tolerate it. Nip it in the bud right away. Because you know what? As our mothers used to say, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So if you
Absolutely.
Can't get in the door one, if you can't get in the door one way, you can get in the door another. I don't find it acceptable, and I like I said, I'm gonna piss some people off, but I really don't care. If you think that it's okay to sacrifice yourself for the greater good, like in terms of, you know, oh, I'm gonna let this person treat me a certain way sexually, so just so I can get this Oscar, or I can get this award, or I can get this dub. Yo, bullshit.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't feel that anyone, man or woman, should allow themselves to be demeaned or degraded, you know, for a job or for a position. Like,
right.
I don't think that should happen. And if you, and first of all, you're going to let it rock for years, 2 years. Listen, really, it's like that Stockholm syndrome. So you're feeling, you're feeling a certain way for your oppressor, but then all of a sudden you want to cry, you want to scream out, oh, me too. Yo, come on. You know better. You knew the day that this person started doing what they were doing that it was wrong. But you let it rock. I'm not saying that any of these women who feel disrespected, who, you know, feel degraded or feel sexually harassed, I'm not taking anything away from them. But why? Why would you allow this to happen? Just for what? Is it really that important? Is that job, that paycheck, is that goal, the dream really that important to sacrifice who you are
to them,
physically,
to them,
mentally, and spiritually? Nah, son.
But that's the
nah,
thing
man.
To them. To them, that's how they, it's that's the thing. They feel that I have to get my foot in the door. I tried other ways. I tried this. Oh, this is the way to get in the door. So then I'm going to go ahead. But then my thing is this. If you knew these things were happening, and just like you said, if they were happening for years, why did you keep letting it go on? Or why were you, or why, now why all of a sudden everybody else is coming out and saying, oh, it happened to me. You should have been saying something a long time ago. Now it's looking like you're attacking now. And it's not looking like, okay, well, you know, this is happening to these people. Let's get, you know, something going. Now it looks like it's a fad. It's like everything now, especially with social media, it's like it's a fad. It's like if something happens to one person, oh, now it happens to everybody. Now people want to come out the woodwork. Once again, these things have been happening for years. But you know what, you didn't think about that at that time because all you was thinking about is getting that movie role or getting into that group or whatever, whatever. So it's just like, how?
Well, now let's go to the flip side of it. let's go to the flip side where you have some people, whether it's CEOs or, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes they have to be that. But let's take it to the point where some people get in situations and no one listens to them. No one believes them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't know how someone, a woman or a man, can say, listen, I felt like this, you know, I feel funny when I'm around this person. Like, you know, they're saying certain things and doing this and that. And then somebody turns around and say, well, I think that's just all in your head. Well, he grabbed my breast. Or maybe he just made a mistake and, you know, he was reaching for something and all this and that. And sometimes people feel that these other people are just too tough, that they're untouchable. Like, you can't say something. Like, you can't do anything. Listen, it is your God-given right. Your God-given right. Listen, I you know, I'm not trying to get preachy, but I think one thing that is wrong with society, we've allowed laws that man made to become bigger than the laws that God made or our just inalienable rights. Listen, I'm not a rebel to society or certain things, but there's certain shit that I will not tolerate. And I will not instill in my daughter the fact that you should tolerate certain things just so you can be accepted in society or get what you need to get in life. I will not have you compromise who you are or compromise your beliefs for you to just attain something that is reachable anyway. You just may have to go another route. I'm not going to condone that. And to these assholes who seem to think that they can do this to people, trust me, it's what the Oprah say, your time is up. It's more than that. Because the sad part is, even a person who wants to say your time is up, a lot of these people, these insiders, they know what's going on, but yet they allow it to happen. Why? Because it's the machine. This is just what it is. And every time you don't say something, you give the machine more power to do what it does.
Yeah,
don't cry wolf. Well, yeah, it's money, but the money factor, the fame.
They know that this person is powerful and can make them or break them, and then, you know, a lot of them don't want to deal with the consequences, so to say, of outing this person in terms of, oh, okay, if I say something about what this person did to me, you know what, I have to go sit in court. I have to go to the police. I have to do this and I have to do that. So now they're looking at the fact that, okay, if I do all these things, now I'm going to be blackballed. But see, the difference with this whole thing happening now, you know what the difference is? Because all of known actresses are coming out and saying something. So now it's like, okay, it's not going to be such a bad blunt now because now all of them are coming out and saying something. See, if it was just one isolated young actress that came out and said something, then they'd be like, all right, we could blackball her or we could railroad her. But no, now it's all the big name ones that's coming out and saying, oh, he did something. It has to do with that, you know, it has to do with that because, once again, if it was just one, it'd be different. But no, it's a whole bunch of them. And like I said, they're well-known actresses that are coming out and saying something. It's not like it's just some, you know, random one that's coming out and, you know, or somebody from, like, years ago, and they're just like, oh, yeah, she's just trying to get a dollar. No, it's the ones that's out now that's in all these movies that we're watching recent that's coming out and saying, hey, this one touched me. This one did this. He did that. Oh, he had pictures. Oh, he said this. Oh, he had me on the casting couch and said, oh, if I want that role, this is what I have to do. So, you know, it's like they're looking at the fact that it's, you know, I don't want to sit up in court. But see, like I said, it's like, oh, if everybody's coming out saying, oh, they can't do nothing. He really can't do nothing because we're all saying that he did this to me.
Listen, I'm going to say this as blunt as possible. And I don't care how anybody who is listening, I'm going to say this as blunt as possible, and I don't care about anybody's feelings who's listening. But check this out. So all you fucking cowards seem to think that there are women out there. And I'm just speaking on, like I said, I got a daughter. I got a daughter, man.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that doctor got arrested, the doctor of the Olympic team got arrested, and one of the girls that were on the Olympic team, her father made a statement, like, just give this, I just want, let's, let me be in a room for this, with this dude for like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. So all you, and I'm gonna say it again, to all you fucking cowards who seem to think that you can do this to women. Listen, don't think that there's some of them out there don't have fathers or some type of brother or somebody out there that give a damn with, about them. So you may think jail is safer than some dude jumping in your ass. Breaking your jaw, breaking it, because listen, like I said, man, I got a daughter. I don't, you know what I'm saying? That's what I live for. I don't look for anything to happen. You know what I'm saying? I got a lady. I don't want anything to happen. But yo, don't get it twisted. Listen, I'm not a tough guy, but you know what? A situation could turn anybody into something.
Yep.
They don't want it. People
they don't
go
want to
green
be absolutely.
Real quick. And if
absolutely.
You seem to think, if you seem to think that take advantage of somebody's daughter, somebody's child, somebody, you know what I'm saying, whether male or female, if you think it's okay, don't think that there isn't somebody out there that's not going to jump in your ass. And you're going to really know what pain is going to feel like. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? And on top of that, listen, the law ain't got shit on God. You're going to get yours.
Yep.
The universe don't sleep. You're going to get yours. But like I said, I don't understand how there are people out there that think men, that like all the men that's been, you know, from Harvey Weinstein to Matt Lauer to, you know what I'm saying, even Kevin Spacey, I don't see how you think you can do stuff like this to people. And then all of a sudden, you're not supposed to be reprimanded.
Mm-hmm. Because I got money.
You continue.
And you know,
yeah, you,
the other thing is, you know, the skin color is also plays a part in that too, which I hate to, you know, I don't always want to bring that up, but you know what? This is what it boils down to. It's also skin color. Because like I said, Bill Cosby, they did him dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They did him dirty. They might as well have just dug a hole for him and threw him down there and just said, you know what? We're going to bury this man. They did him dirty. And everybody was fine with that. But then when Harvey Weinstein and all the rest of these people started, everything started coming out about them, even the ones that we didn't even expect. What was his name, the one that was doing the interviews with people?
Matt Lauer.
No, not him. The one from PBS. I can't think of the man's name right now.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yes,
I would have
never thought that he would be down with something like that because, you know, he was, a man that was like, yeah, and he was always, you know, interviewing. He interviewed everybody, men, women, black, white. He didn't care who it was.
But you know what? Now, let's
But
let's
it's like, are you
upon...
kidding me?
Well, listen, with Bill Cosby, it was just help supporting the black man as a savage, you know, stereotype that the media and other, you know, people want to, in law enforcement, certain people, you know, just want to portray. They just want to keep that up. Like, oh, the black man, look at this, like he couldn't help himself. He had, you know, even Bill Cosby and all this and that. But you know what I find so interesting? And as much as, especially because our women, you know, black women turned on him too, big time. But no one really knows what really happened. And see, that's the thing that, another part of it, no one really knows what happened. All of a sudden, we just hear like Me Too, and the next thing you know, we start rushing to judgment.
Right, exactly.
We just automatically think the person's guilty. Now, mind you, you have, like, let's take Bill Cosby real quick. You have how many women that came out how many years later?
I got to
say, okay.
You can't really sit there and say Now, I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is innocent, but I'm not saying that he's guilty either, because I don't really know what happened. Like, I wasn't there. But how
right.
do you remember? How do you remember what happened to you after you were willing? You willingly took some drugs. Because
right,
I think if Bill Cosby came into a room, or a man came into a room and just all of a sudden gave you a drink and then you passed out, you should be calling the cops right then and there.
Right.
There's,
exactly.
There's no excuse. Like I said, I don't know how it went down. You know, I wasn't there. But my whole thing is, regardless of the fact, there's no excuse. There's no freaking excuse. There's no rhyme or reason for certain things to happen and you not report it. I don't care how powerful the person is. But at the same
right.
time, once again, we don't really know what happened. Because we do also have another issue where we have people out there that are willing to kind of, you know, fabricate certain situations just to get something out of someone. Or they may just jump on a bandwagon just to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to break you down. Like, this is one of the things I'm going to do to break you down. Listen, I'm not against the Me Too movement. I'm not against it at all. But once again, I don't even see why it has to be a movement. I don't see why it even has to happen. Somebody touches you the wrong way or treats you the wrong way that you don't like, you go tell somebody.
Right.
Simple and plain. It's like
right.
it's like this. If I start slapping you on your hand, eventually you're gonna tell me stop. But if I keep doing it, eventually it's gonna get to a point where you're just gonna be like, yo, bow, and you're gonna smack me.
Right, exactly.
You're gonna stop it. Listen, don't let it get to that point. Shut it down the first time. Shut it and listen. It may sound crazy. Shut it down the first time so it doesn't happen. So what's gonna happen? Oh, so it's gonna take you longer to get where you need to be. Oh, so you're not gonna get the job, the dream job that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I turned down the CEO because, you know, he was looking at my breast, so he made me feel a certain way. Yo, listen. And you know what? You just have to keep looking.
All right.
In my
yep.
opinion, because like I said, I'm not going to compromise myself. I'm not going to compromise the lease for a paycheck, because you know what? I get a paycheck anywhere. Money can come from anywhere. I can go and get on the train, hold the cup, and be like, yo, could I get some change?
Right, exactly.
But I'm not going to compromise myself for a dollar or something that's so easy to get. I'm not going to compromise myself for a dream, because you know what? Listen, you never stop dreaming. And
right.
until you're dead, until we're no longer here, you know what I'm saying, physically, you can never stop trying to achieve that goal, but you may have to go another route. Some people look at it as a shortcut to success, whatever they deem success to be.
Mm-hmm.
Others turn around and feel, you know, dirty. And see, what happens to those people who turn around and compromise themselves and they still don't get what they want? You compromise
right, exactly.
yourself,
but
and
see,
now
you know
you're
the people
in the
that
corner
do that.
Bitter.
Right, exactly. People do that; they get bitter, and then they, you know, that's when they. It's like they want to do a retaliation, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like the movement is good, but then some people are going to use it for, so you know, lack of a better word, they're going to use it for evil.
Of course.
You understand?
Of course, because you know what? Me and you could be at a job. And all of a sudden, now let's say you don't like me. Yeah, I'm a coworker and you don't like me. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm just like, hey, oh, that's a nice skirt. What you say? You looking at my ass?
Mm-hmm.
No. You see, it changes the dynamics of things. Now the workplace and certain people, now people are getting on somebody. You know what? You can't even compliment someone anymore. Because then they'll turn around and take it a certain way.
Right, exactly.
Everything is going to be sexual harassment. Oh, that's a nice blouse. What? You looking at my chest? Oh, my gosh, I'm calling. Oh, no, I'm telling human resources. Like, wait a minute. I just said that's a nice dress because, you know what I'm saying, that's a nice blouse because my wife has the same thing. Oh, why don't you look at your wife? Don't look at me. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. Okay. Okay, no problem. All right. Anything could be sexual harassment now.
Right, exactly.
That's the problem. So you're going to have people, guys, you know, that listen, we know there are women out here who dress up nice, whether they're single or whether they're married or in relationships or whatever. They, you know, they dress up to look nice for themselves, and they also sometimes they just want to feel sexy. Listen, you can feel sexy all by yourself, but sometimes there's nothing like somebody giving you a nice little call. You look nice today. Oh, why, thank you. But now, you got men out there that'll be like, listen, oh, you like these shoes? No. What do you mean, no? Like, listen, you're not trapping
me. Now?
You know, you're not trapping me. Like, what do you mean trapping you? I say I like the shoes. Next thing you know, I'm looking at your feet. I made you feel uncomfortable, and then we're sitting in human resources.
Right. You said,
you said, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm like, yo, that's like that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make a lot of people feel uncomfortable for what? Just because maybe you don't like a person, or maybe because, you know, you just want to have some fun, or you just want to be dirty? Like, it's sad when we can't even trust each other like that anymore, you know? Call us 6947. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
How are you guys doing today?
Hello. How are you?
All right, Miss Cherry.
Hi, Miss Cherry.
Back,
how you
Cherry.
Doing?
Good.
All right, hold on. And I think we have Mr. K Dog coming up, 5891. You're on the air with the menu.
What's up? What's up? What's up, people?
What's up, K Dog? What's up?
Oh, boy. There you go.
Yeah.
You
so
know
Miss,
me, and you
so
know
Miss
me,
the
dog got to be barking.
Yeah, you know. So, Miss Cherry, go ahead, chime in. Miss Cherry.
What's up, Miss Cherry?
K Dog after.
How are you doing? So I have kind of mixed feelings about it, because with the whole movement, I see from both points. We have women out there that are bringing claims up that are 50, 60 years old, and they have reaped the benefits of if it's sexual harassment from their point of view, they didn't say anything. They climbed up the ladder, corporate ladder, or if they were in the entertainment industry, they benefit from it. And now they're coming and they want something to be done. And in a way, I understand, but there's also statute of limitations for every law. Should they be acknowledged, and should their concerns be addressed? Yes. But I'm not even really sure what they're expecting to happen. I mean, what are we looking for?
We got a bell in the background. I'm sorry. We got a bell in the background. What, you got a waiter or something? We got a waiter.
Order.
Yeah. Miss Cherry, I totally agree. Like, there's nothing really that can be said against that. Like, there are people that reap the benefits. There are women, you know what I'm saying, men and women alike that are reaping the benefits of these, some of these claims, and they're jumping on the bandwagon. But when is enough enough? Like, when is it, like, how long do you wait? How long do you wait?
And it's not only that. I mean, anytime you start a job, you know who the people are that have issues. And like you said, it is a choice. For the children, I'm not talking about, you know, younger teenagers, early 20s, but as you mature as an adult and you enter the workforce, if you're having a problem, you always have that option to walk away. You know, like you said, I can get my paycheck from you or from somebody else. So for me to sit there and go through the harassment and not do anything about it, and then 50 years later turn around and say, wait a minute, I was harassed and now I want something done, I'm not really sure that's the right approach either.
Yeah, because it's like you were condoning it. Like, you were allowing yourself to be harassed or just be mistreated for what? Just
money.
So you can get a role, or just, yeah, for money? Like, for fame, or for some type of, you know, I just wanted to accomplish my dream. So the dream is tainted. If you sacrificed yourself being for the dream, like, then it's tainted. It's not really, you didn't really achieve anything.
But I also feel that maybe the guidelines between what's acceptable and what's not, maybe it's not so clear to these men. You know, if you do something and nobody corrects you, you continue to do it, it becomes a habit. You know, Weinstein. I mean, how many women did he? They said something like he invited his coworkers over to his house. He came down butt naked. I mean, what about that doesn't sound weird? But to him, he didn't even realize that it was wrong. He didn't realize he was being offended because he had done it so many times and nobody corrected him. So,
well,
I think, like,
all right. No, go ahead.
I mean, that's extreme. You know, you don't invite your coworkers.
Yeah, that's really extreme.
But for whatever reason, because he had done it so many times and nobody said, wait a minute, this is not right. I feel uncomfortable. Let me go ahead and say something about it. After the 30th time, it's a habit. Everybody knows. You go into Weinstein's house, he ain't going to have no clothes on. You know, and you just
Oh, my God. Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Thank you for the visual, but
for the visual,
okay. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
That's another thing that I don't understand. Like, I mean, I understand you want to get into the industry or whatever that you want, but it's like, listen, you know that these men are not going to be no, you know, supermodels and buffed and, you know, swollen. Ooh. And, you know they're going to be wrinkled and you know, it's like, why? And, you know that's what they're looking for. You know they got women coming in there that beautiful, you know, nice-looking women, pretty women. And they know, listen, if you want to get this role, you know what, she pretty. You know, I know how to get her. I know what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you just setting yourself up for that. Wakanda,
that's
not
that's
really,
nasty.
But you just kind of setting yourself up for that.
That's
it's
nasty.
Almost like you think about Hugh Hefner. I don't hear any claims coming out about him, but I would think he's an obvious one.
Well, Hugh Hefner,
see,
I mean, come on, it was the Playboy Mansion. If you're going to the Playboy Mansion, you know what's popping off.
Right,
it's not
exactly.
Just reading magazines. It's not just reading magazines. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you go to the Playboy Mansion, you kind of know what you're going. You go. It was like a legalized frat / co-house that was just okayed by the industry. It was okayed by everyone. See, that's
well,
what I'm saying.
So,
I'm about to get the
talk
Kingo.
About what's his name? That Roman Polanski. That
mm-hmm.
people forget
oh,
about
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. He raped the girl, then he fled. Like, he
yeah, exactly.
But see that,
like,
but
that's
see,
like
that's
the man. Ultimate right there.
But see the problem.
Well,
also, just let me just say really quickly, it goes both ways. There are women that are sexually harassing men. You know,
oh yeah, definitely. That's going to be the next fad.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to come
I'm
out
fine.
And say something, then everybody going to say something.
You know,
yep.
They're all women that go out of their way to make men uncomfortable in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
They just don't tell. No.
Well, you know, it's not normal for a dude to really come out and say, oh, I was sexually harassed, or she made me feel comfortable. Like, a dude just going to be like, well, I'm going to go get me something. You know what I'm saying? And just let it rock. Like, that's how, you know, that's how
everybody.
Is. Yeah, but then some dudes, you know, they just don't want to be a part of that. Why? Because either they may be in a relationship, they may be married, have a spouse, or, you know, they may just go another way and they don't want a female or even a male hitting on them like that. They don't want it.
Or they just don't
want to
get caught.
That too. But the whole thing is this.
They just
don't
want to get caught.
It's the okay.
Right.
That's the problem. It's been okays.
Right,
like
exactly.
The existence of the Playboy Mansion, it's been okayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yep.
the attitude and the behavior has been okayed. And with that being said, it is what it is. It is what it is. No, like, you know, it's allowable. Until somebody says, oh, I feel violated. Well, at what part, was it 10 years ago or just yesterday, while you were sitting back looking at your bank account saying you feel violated? When was it?
Right, exactly.
Or when was it that you felt violated? When is when the act happened? Or when you realize that you weren't getting the position or the role or the paycheck that you was going to get, then you felt violated? When was it?
I think some of these women started coming out after they saw the initial ones coming out getting a paycheck. So now you have somebody that's willing to give you hush money. They fell back, and they're thinking, wait a minute, he did that to me too, but I didn't get paid. So now I want to go ahead and confront him and see if he's going to cut me a check also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying every woman
that's the problem.
I've seen quite a few with them.
But see, but that's the problem. When one starts to accept the check, then it looks bad. It makes everybody else look kind of invalid. It makes everybody else look like, oh, you just want money too. You just want a check too. You just want that. That's, you know what I'm saying? See, some people can cry wolf all they want to. But the whole thing is this. It's like the scene has already been set. All those women that came out on Bill Cosby, how many of them were looking for a check? How many of them weren't? But it doesn't even matter how many weren't. All of them look that way now. All of them look like they were coming for some hush money. And see, and that's the sad part about it. When you compromise yourself, then you start to put yourself in a group or a certain type of category. And then people still ain't going to take you serious. Because now they know, well, I got to be careful around this one because this one is, you know what I'm saying? She'll say anything for a dollar.
Yep.
Or she'll do, or she, he or she will do anything for a dollar. Because that's how it's going to look. You compromise yourself for certain things, what's going to happen? You're going to look like, yo, I'll do anything just to get where I need to be. And when you put yourself in that category, oh, you'll do anything? Okay. You'll do anything just to get this. Okay. All right. I'll remember that. Yeah, exactly. They'll remember that. And you're gonna get your card pulled. I just find that a serious problem. K-Dog, why you quiet, man? Why you quiet, K-Dog?
No, man, I can't quiet. I'm just listening. Let me tell y'all something. First up, good evening, everybody.
Good evening. The K-Dog, listen.
And I heard, and by the way, Big Red, the guy that you were talking about earlier, his name is Charlie Rose.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Rose from PBS.
Charlie Rose, yes, that's his name. I'm sorry, yes. That's exactly his name. Right, Charlie Rose. Right.
Yeah, I got you. Now, listen here. You see, the Me Too movement, it's both. It's two things going on. Number one, a woman should not be put in a position where she's being harassed sexually or being, you know, in a situation that makes her feel uncomfortable. And as a man, I'll tell you this. I'm an uncle. I have nieces. And, you know, yes, I would kill for that if someone did something like that to them. It's terrible and it's wrong. But at the same time, in the workplace, it's going to cause problems. And I'm going to tell you what problems it's going to cause. It is going to cause a problem of disrespect because, you know what, as a man, I'm not going to feel comfortable saying good morning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you saying good morning, it's like, oh, that person's flirting with me. Like, huh? I'm just saying good morning. Or, hey, how are you today? You know,
exaggerating
with that one.
Yeah, and you know,
it's not the good morning; it's the looks that follow afterwards.
And you know what? You're not even gonna be able, and that's what I'm getting at, because some men are not even gonna look at a woman in the eye anymore, even during meetings, or if they say hello, and they're just gonna keep their head down and just keep on walking because they're like, if I look, it's like, oh, why are you looking at me for? And there are some women, yes, who are very, I'm going to say it, you know, I'm not trying to say anything bad. Please don't take it the wrong way. There are some women who are very flirtatious.
Yes.
They're very flirtatious. And you see, once, as a man, you see the signals, you're like, you know what? Yeah, I got to be careful because this person's being very flirtatious and, you know, they want that attention. I'm not going to give it to them because before you know it, I don't want to end up in HR.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
yeah.
It's a problem. So either ways, it's a problem. It creates a problem, and it creates an uncomfortable environment for both people, for both the man and the woman, because the man's going to be like, hey, listen, look, I'm not going to look at a woman, or a woman's going to say, that person's looking at me wrong.
30 minutes before you're on the air with the menu. Yes. Uh-oh. Room. There he is.
Yep.
Here he is.
What? I didn't say anything yet.
You didn't say anything yet.
Hey, man, you didn't say anything yet.
You
see that?
You didn't have to. Your reputation
has to be
known, sir. Your reputation.
That's right.
Well, the three things I want to say. With names like Brother B, Big Red, Cherry, K-Dog, and a High Rod, should we talk about hashtag Me Too moments right now? Or should we be in HR right now with names like that? Think about it. Think about that.
Oh,
ain't nothing wrong with Brother B. Now, Big Red and Cherry might be a problem.
You know, I'm just saying.
I better leave my name alone.
Wait, Hot Rod, too. Listen, the menu doesn't have HR, but we don't want to get in trouble. You know, they may feel uncomfortable you making these statements.
I'm just saying. We might get radio tomorrow. That's all. You know. It's funny that you're talking about this right now. No, but tomorrow night on our show, The Absolute Truth, we will be talking about rape culture, which is similar to your topic, how guys act, the mindset of guys about sex and towards women, how they act towards women, because yes, it go both ways, but I think the way guys think or the way they act towards women, they don't acknowledge it or aware of how they talk or squeeze a woman ass. It's like, to some, it's appropriate behavior. It's like, it's, you know, it's like go with the flow type of thing. And to the ladies, do you see this Me Too moment as just a trending thing, or something that will go a little bit that will go beyond this?
I think with so many claims and things coming through,
very difficult.
I think everyone's starting to just become desensitized to the whole thing.
Exactly.
Like, we're just sitting here turning on the TV,
mm-hmm.
waiting to see what new face is going to come up. And then when
mm-hmm.
you see the new face come up, it's like, oh, well, he's not that bad. Like how we just said with Hugh Hefner and with Weinstein, and we were almost like saying, oh, well, you know, we can excuse him because we know that's part of his job. He's expected
right.
to behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, he's not. He runs a sex industry, but that does not mean that he gets to project that onto his workers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Listen,
so,
I'm waiting for somebody to come out and say Webster sexually harassed me.
Oh God.
I'm waiting for somebody to say
yeah.
something about Webster.
I'm not trying to be funny. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, "Is he still alive?"
No, Webster would be called No, he's so short, he could sniff the area, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to say he walked into my genitals or my private area.
I know, right?
One day. Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to give me a hug.
I mean, in all
things, he tried to give me a hug.
He was a grown man, and he had to sit on another grown man's lap. I mean, just to play his role.
Yeah, it's going to come out.
He touched her butt. He touched her butt.
Yeah.
He touched her leg. He kissed her foot.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, somebody's going to come out and say, he's going to do an interview and say, I was very uncomfortable sitting on this guy's lap during these episodes.
But let's be real, guys.
But they made me do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's be real. Do we know the whole truth on all these stories? I mean,
this
remember,
is
there's
what
always
I'm saying.
No, we don't.
This is what
yeah,
I'm
but
doing.
That's, you know, you're right about that. Absolutely. Because yeah. I think the same thing. It's like, do we know like how much truth this is to what they're saying? But see, that's why I think possibly why that movement came out also, because that's the thing. It's like now, is somebody going to believe you now, or it's going to be
exactly.
hard for someone to believe? Like is somebody going to really believe you?
But you
know
they all the same. They all say I'm sorry and I need help. I mean, that almost sounds like an admission of guilt right there.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's like, oh, okay, well, he did it. Whatever
you
said, he did.
You should not have let it happen. You
exactly.
should not have let it happen. Soon as it happened, like I said, man, listen, you got, you did with, like I said earlier, you got women out there. girls out there, excuse me, with fathers. Like, what if one of these fathers went out there and shot somebody and then turned around and somebody was like, well, the story didn't exactly go down like that. You know, people are out here watching stuff like this in the media, and then they turn around and take things into their own hands, not fully knowing the story. You know what I'm saying? People can really get hurt behind stuff like this, but that whole thing, Hot Rod, with the rape culture, man, listen, this country was founded in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Simple and plain. Sex being one of the biggest things, and it's the history of the founders of this country, where they've always looked at women or treated women as like property or second-class citizens. So it's been ingrained in the history.
Right,
this
but now it's
is.
Being over-glorified. I think it's being over-glorified now.
For how long?
As long as these youngins coming up is going to be seeing this, because this is what they're seeing. This is what they're seeing in the music, they're seeing these things. Even at home, they're seeing this stuff.
Ooh.
A big round
of
applause that pointed up. You talk about music, but what about the lady that's shaking her asses on the music video?
Exactly.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
But also, I wanted to bring out something else, too. I wanted to bring out more controversy. How come nobody ain't saying nothing about Mr. R. Kelly peeing on those little girls?
You know what's so funny? Wait a minute. But you know they done raided his whole little whatever that is, sex, Honey Love, whatever. What's that song he had?
Mm-hmm.
Honey Love Ranch. They done raided the whole Honey Love Ranch. So guess what? That got swept under the rug real quick, because you only heard a little bit about that and you heard nothing else about it.
Exactly.
But, okay. It never fails. The system never fails. Like, I just believe, yes, when everything is going on is wrong, there's always a double standard. You know, if Brother B do it, it's okay. But if I do it, all hell breaks loose. You know?
Correct. If Brother B do it, it's all right. But I do it, it's a problem.
I know what I'm saying.
But it's true. And it's crazy, because you know what? I think me and my son was having a conversation, something similar to this, and I told him, I said, listen, people still go see R. Kelly. I said, the R. Kelly concert
even though
came out
toilet,
tomorrow.
Even
people
though he likes to turn
to
your
it.
Face into a toilet seat.
They gonna flock to it.
I don't really support any of R. Kelly's stuff anymore. I don't. I really don't, because after I heard what he did, and like I said, I got a daughter. I just couldn't even like R. Kelly anymore.
If that's the case, then you might as well boycott everything, because you know what? Harvey Weinstein got his foot in all these movies.
That's true.
I know.
She has a point there.
I know. And
you
that's,
might as well boycott everything,
because
he got a foot in all these movies. All the rest of them got a foot in all these little movies and shows, and they executive producer of this and
But Big Red,
despite what Harvey did,
Harvey put a lot of people, especially females, on the map. So whether they slept with him or not, they are who they are today because of Harvey, and that's why they did it. They know what they got themselves into.
Yep.
So either you take it or you leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't blame Harvey all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
I'm not
absolutely.
Defending him.
You're right.
I'm not defending him, but guess what? They know it's Hollywood. You know, you guys know I'm in the entertainment business. This is nothing new. It's been going on forever. Now, quote unquote, out in the open, that's why I don't care about a Me Too moment. You know, it's wrong. Well, trust me, this is how the industry, especially in Hollywood, that's their mindset. Anybody could tell you, Hollywood screwed up. That's how they are.
It sure is. That and the music industry.
But to make it to the top, just like you have to sleep your way to the top. I'm sorry, that's how it is sometimes.
All right, we got less than 60 seconds. Hot Rod, what's popping for tonight? Tomorrow night on Absolute Truth?
Hey, rape culture was like part two of this conversation, because we need to educate the people out there. Like, you know what? Guys, it's not okay to slap a woman's ass if it's not wanted, you know?
Right. If she wants that to happen, that's all right.
True.
Okay.
You can slap her with bologna slices, wet bologna slices.
No, you're right about that. Oh, my God. K-Dog, Miss Cherry, Big Red, and Hot Rod. Thank you for chiming in. You guys
Thank
have
you.
A good night. Everyone, Blog Talk Radio, another
have
episode
a good night,
you
guys.
Understand. And don't go around slapping anybody with bologna.
Where's bologna slices?
don't do that.
All right. All right. Thank you, guys. Later.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Peace out.
Good night.
Bye.
Later.